Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
It's more about a day-to-day situation, and you know, people talk about like production with Jason. I look at this game from my lens, from a how do we beat the other team lens, as I talked earlier about Lockridge. And Jason Hayward has played really good outfield. Jason Hayward comes into this dugout, comes into that clubhouse. Effectively, this guy's been on a winning team ever since he was 8 years old, you know, and has won a World Series. And so, you know, for me, it's not a situation whether he hasn't started the last few days. He's on our team. He's contributing to our team in a lot of different ways, in a lot of ways that people understandably won't see, but I get the privilege to see. And those move our needles, help us win games, and ultimately that's what he and we are here for.
That's manager Mike Schilt ahead of tonight's game. Padres taking on the Seattle Mariners. Yeah, all you have to do is say Vetter Cup.
Vetter Cup!
Yeah, right. It's coming up, game one of the Vetter Cup this evening.
I wanted to be annoying right there and do it again, but I'm not.
Go ahead.
Vetter Cup!
I'm just trying to protect the poor listeners out there. I don't want to hear that anymore. But yeah, Mike Schilt talking about Jason Hayward. He's not in the starting lineup tonight. And despite Mike Schilt's protest to the contrary, the fact that Hayward is not in there for a second consecutive game against a right-handed starter has people thinking. And that's all. You can't stop it. This is what happens out there.
Yep.
Hayward has played left field or center when Jackson was hurt, but he's played every game that he's been healthy this year against a right-handed starter. He's been in. Last two games, he hasn't. So he's hitting 170 or 80. People are, you know, thinking, hey, the end is near. Mike Schilt isn't going to come out and say, yeah, kind of thinking about getting rid of him.
Yeah.
Of course he's not going to say that. He's going to say, hey, he's a contributing member of this team. We like the matchup better, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe they do. We pointed out earlier that the pitcher tonight for Seattle,
Logan Evans.
Yeah, Logan Evans, who I don't know a lot about. But the one thing about Evans, apparently, his stats say that he has a lot more trouble against righties. So it makes sense to start Brandon Lockridge. So you can look at it a lot of different ways. And the bottom line is, most of us, and I'm saying us because it's passed through my mind, how long is Jason Hayward going to be here given an opportunity to hit better than 180?
Yeah.
His defense has been good. His clubhouse presence, we know, is good. You know, all of those things matter. But ultimately, you and I and all the listeners, we've all been around long enough to know that if you hit 180, you don't stay on the team for too much longer. So
I wouldn't think so, Chris.
Right. So the fact that Lockridge is starting in and I had everybody talking, that was Mike Schilt discussing it from his point of view. And I agree with him. Right? He's the manager. As long as Jason Hayward is in his locker room, Mike Schilt is thinking, how can I use Jason Hayward to help me win a game?
Yep.
That's what he should do. Let the, AJ and everybody else worry about what to do with Jason Hayward. Right now, he's on the club. Use him, root for him, plug him in
He's also playing for like $1 million. Can you replace Jason Hayward with another player who's not going to make more than $1 million? I don't know. Oh, you want to go play left field?
I play less than $1 million even.
Oh, but you can't hit, so
I might be able to bunt my way to 180.
Hey,
I don't know.
That's fine. Oh, I would love to see you in a major league game bunt and then scurry down to first base.
Oh, wow. Scurry would not be accurate. I'm slower than scurry. Anybody who plays softball with me on Wednesday knows I'm slower than scurry. Look, Jason Hayward is, like I said, he's there. And as long as he's there, he's going to do what you can to help you win a game. And when he's not, then you'll worry about that then.
Yeah.
That's from Mike Schilt's perspective.
Yeah.
From the fans' perspective, what are we going to do about Jason Hayward?
Until Jason Hayward costs them games, I'm not going to call for a big move. And he's not costing them
games. Nobody's costing them games. They're winning most of their games.
That's how I'm going to look at it from now on. If Jason Hayward is so bad,
he's not,
that he's losing them games, then he needs to be moved out of there.
Let's talk about something a little happier. What? Manny Machado comes into tonight's game with a 14-game hit streak. He is 20 away from the Padre record of 34.
Oh, just 20?
Yeah, I know.
He's been getting a lot of his hits early in the game, too, so he already has it out of the way by the time he comes up.
I swear the other night, when he was batting in the first inning against Kyle Hendricks, he could have said to Kyle Hendricks, I'm going to hit a line drive right off the second base bag.
Just do it.
And I'm just going to do it, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. And then he did. He hit one right off the second base bag.
I brought this up yesterday.
Manny's swinging a good shillelagh here, but I need a little more power. I've got to be honest with you.
Who are you, Tim Taylor?
Who's that?
Home Improvement.
Oh.
When he's always like, more power.
Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't a Home Improvement guy. Sorry.
That's okay.
No, look, I say a lot of references you're not familiar with. But no, I Manny, here's my thing. He's hitting 340, 335, whatever he's hitting. He's right there.
I think it's 340.
I think he's second in the league officially right now to Freddie Freeman in terms of the batting race. If you asked me, would I rather Manny Machado hit 15 homers this year and win the batting race or hit 30 homers and hit 280, I got to be honest, I'm going to take the 30 homers.
Really? And
yeah.
Hit 280?
Because it's Manny. That's what they need, in my mind, that's what they need from Manny.
But if he...
On the other side, I want to rise to hit 340. I don't, worry about the power. If Manny doesn't hit 30 home runs, will they be able to maintain this pace of winning games without hitting home runs?
I understand what you're saying, and I'm not saying that I don't want Manny to hit home runs, but if he's hitting 340...
I know.
That means he's driving in runs, he's getting on base.
Probably, but...
I get it. I want to see Manny hit home runs, too. And I think he's going to start doing it a little bit more. Because his swing is that good right now.
I know. He doesn't want to change anything up, and I don't blame him. Tony's thought on this might just be right on. You know, Manny's what, 30, 40 hits now away?
Yeah.
From 2,000 career hits?
Mm-hmm.
Tony thinks, and he has told us in discussion on the show, he thinks that once Manny gets to 2,000... he'll kind of give up that pursuit. He's 48 away.
Yeah, I just saw it.
Yeah, he'll give up that pursuit, and he'll go back to home runs.
I mean, I wish I could be as good as Manny
Machado.
Wouldn't
it be nice to be able to decide?
You know what? Yeah. I'm just going to hit singles until I get this 2,000 hit, and then I'm going to start hitting home runs again.
But, there's people out there, we talked about this earlier, that don't like a rise in there as a first baseman who doesn't hit home runs. That is even more reason why Manny has to hit
them. Correct. Because that's what the team is designed for.
Designed corner guys or power guys.
Yeah.
That's how it works 90% of the time. Not every time, but almost most champion teams have power at the corners, power at the corner outfields. That's just kind of how teams are built. It's changed a lot over the years. Shortstops now can have power. They used to hit 190. Now they're, you know, they're hitters. So I get it. You can get away, I think, with one corner hitting singles. I don't think you can do it with both.
I agree with that.
So, you know, I love it, Manny, 340, but I'd take 280 and 30 home runs again.
I mean, I'll take 280 because so his career average is 280?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Career average is 280. So go, give me 290 then. Let's go above your career. But also,
I mean, 280 these days is a good batting average.
I know. Don't forget the 30 homers, though. I mean, Manny's got three. That's low total for a guy of his stature. We are only 10 games away from the one-third mark of the season. When we get to 54 games, that is exactly one-third. You're going to tell me that at that point, Manny Machado is going to be on pace to hit nine this year? That doesn't sound right,
yeah,
does it?
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah.
That does seem a little bit weird.
All right.
Can I tell you some stats that I brought up on the Scravy Show last night about Manny's hitting streak?
Sure.
During the 14-game streak, he's hitting he's batting 480, 24 for 50, with a 1.179 OPS. It's also the longest active hitting streak in the majors. For his second longest of his career and the longest in his seven seasons with the Padres. And all four times he has put together a hitting streak of at least 12 games since 2015, that streak has been a part of a stretch of at least 28 games where he has an OPS over 1.100, meaning he gets hot and he's hot for a while and he does a lot of things while he's in these kind of heaters.
He's on a heater.
Let me. What did he have last year? Home runs through 40 something games. Let me go look this up.
Look that up. By the way, I think Jackson Merrill went hitless in the last
back-to-back games.
Two games. Yeah. So yeah. Might be time to start panicking about that.
Should we DFA him?
Might be ball game there.
We're gonna DFA him.
Might be ball game for Jackson Merrill.
So they played 42 games, right?
27 and 15. Correct, sir.
Okay, so through 42 games last year. Manny Machado, it's not giving me the totals. Okay, that's not very cool. All right, let me just count. One, two.
Oh, you got to count them all up?
I'm not kidding. He had through 42 games?
Last year?
I got to make sure I'm right here. One, two.
Oh, goodness.
Three, four.
I don't know if this is really great radio. You count.
Five. He only had five through 42 games last year.
Okay, well.
That's interesting.
And he ended up with how many? 30, right?
Or 29? He ended up with 29.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, maybe we should calm ourselves. Celtics and Knicks are getting underway in New York. Game 6, crucial there. A little hockey tonight. We got Toronto trying to stay alive at Florida. Entire Canada, country of Canada is on their edge of their seat there. Toronto's the team there. They're like the Yankees here or the Cat, whatever America's team. Canada's team is the Toronto Maple Leafs, make no mistake. And they haven't won a Stanley Cup in 60 years. And they're on the verge of blowing this series.
And they're about to get beat by a Florida team? You can't be a Canadian team and get beat by a Florida team.
I don't know.
Come
Florida,
on.
Florida won the cup last year, and the two prior to that, or two of the ones prior to that, was Tampa Bay. South Florida's winning a lot of Stanley Cups all of a sudden.
You know what's funny is that they walk outside and it's like 85 degrees. The Maple Leafs have to walk outside sometimes and it's like
big difference.
12 degrees.
Yeah, WNBA season kicks off tonight. And one last programming note, I mentioned it earlier, but Aztec women's softball gets some love from ESPN2 tonight. They play their NCAA tournament opener against Arizona State at 7 o'clock. We'll take a quick timeout. One final segment before we go to Sam Levitt's pregame. That would be the Scraby segment. I hope you came up with something.
I thought it was Brandon Lockridge.
Oh, yes. That will be the Scraby segment.
Yes.
So Brandon Lockridge when we return. Hey, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Happy Hour. Brought to you by GL Pools, the swimming pool experts trusted by thousands of San Diegans since 2006. Padres looking great this season, but is your pool?
It's Friday, everyone.
Call GL Pools and mention radio. You get a free month of pool service. Brandon Lockridge, how's he done so far this season? Well, 235. It's the batting average, 12 hits, 4 doubles. 4 RBIs, including 2 big ones the other night that helped polish off the Halos. 6 stolen bases without being caught once. Excellent work in both left and center field defensively. I would say excellent. Would you not?
I would say excellent, yes.
I think he's taken away a home run or two. He's there. He's, you know, his arm's good. He threw out, I can't remember who it was there a couple weeks ago.
I know what you're talking about. I don't remember who it was either.
Yeah, but I was impressed with that arm. Didn't know, you know, wasn't sure on the arm. Anyway.
I think they got a steal. Like, I think he's going to keep getting better. He's showing us that he's still getting better, and it's really early on.
They got him. It is a steal. I mean, if he never plays again, it's a steal. They traded away.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With 4 skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
What was this guy's name?
Aniel De Los Santos and Thomas Baldoni Jr.
All right. I'm worried about Thomas Baldoni Jr. He could become something one day, but old Aniel's career has kind of hit a mark. Yeah. So, yeah, no, Lockridge has been great. He's 27 years old and, or no, 28 years old now. From Pensacola, Florida. Scraby, you ever been there?
Where? What city is that near?
Pensacola, Florida. It's actually really near the state of Alabama. It's on the panhandle,
right at the tip of Florida.
Yeah, it's not close to any of the cities you know in Florida.
I always think about guys that played in Florida or any of those hot places and like think about them playing baseball during the summer in Miami.
I think Pensacola might be not. Pensacola's right on the Gulf, right where.
Yeah.
So there might be a little breeze there, but not much. I've been there once, but it was wintertime. He went to Troy University in Troy, Alabama, Brandon Lockridge did. Today, he was a guest of mine and Tony's on our Friar Friday interview. Friar Friday interview, and it is time to visit with Padres outfielder Brandon Lockridge. Happy to have him as our Padre guest today. And I think the timing's pretty good, guys. Brandon, I mean, that hit the other night kind of sealed the victory over the Angels in the eighth inning there. And I know every player wants to contribute. That had to feel pretty good standing on first base after driving in those two.
Yes, it absolutely did. It's always a great night when you can contribute to this team and, you know, help a win, you know. So it was awesome.
Locke, I got to ask you, man, your first season really playing this role at the big league level, and you seemingly have adjusted very, very well. Getting some of that consistent playing time in there, I'm sure, helped before you went down with the injury. But how have you felt like you've adjusted to this role and getting yourself ready each and every time you may need to get into the game?
Yeah, it's definitely, I guess it's just a bit of comfortability that just comes with the experience, you know. Last year, you know, getting a little taste towards the end of the season and, you know, games that were obviously extremely meaningful, you know, I feel like that really helped me adjust to, you know, the start of this season. Just kind of being around the guys and seeing how everybody went about their business. You know, we had a very professional team that, you know, just did things the right way last year. And it's really helped guide me in, you know, how to prepare each day, kind of the mindset to come into each day. And, you know, the level of comfortability I have, you know, grown into this year has really helped me. So.
Yeah, Brandon Lockridge has been a big part of you know this Padres start to this season, and I have a feeling you're going to be a bigger and bigger part. Brandon, I have an interesting thought, and I don't know if I'm right. So if not, just tell me that I misread the situation. You visited with us in spring training down in Peoria. We sat down outside there on the benches, and you know, outside the little cafeteria there. Anyway, we had a nice, great conversation. We talked to you about making the team. And you said, if I recall, that you thought you had done everything possible to make the team. You were excited about it. You know, you felt like you'd given it everything you could. But you also said, I hope that they noticed, kind of thing. You know, that's what you were. And my point is, I don't know that you 100% really believed your name was going to be on that opening day roster until it was. Is that kind of where you were at that time, and you know, what did being on that opening day roster mean to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I was, you know, I was extremely hopeful. You know, I knew I could sleep at night knowing I had done about everything that I felt like I could do.
Yeah.
As a player, and at the end of the day, that's, you know, whether that's in my preparation and, you know, my actual play on the field, that's really about all I can control. So, you know, to be told that morning that I made the opening day roster, it was, you know, rather emotional to say the least, but, you know, so full of excitement and, you know, it was just an incredible experience in general. But, yeah, I would say I thought it was 50-50, like it could have went either way. We had an unbelievable competition for, you know, the couple spots that were available. And, you know, I was just super thankful that, you know, they recognized my play in spring training and rewarded it. And, you know, obviously nothing's given, so, you know, you got to earn it every single day, and, you know, that's kind of my mindset going forward. So,
Brandon Lockridge joined us, Padre outfielder, having a good season with this ball club right now. Lock, I mean, take us through a day, right? Let's take us through a day in which you know you're not going to start. What is the prep like? What is the prep like during the game? And then take us through a game where you know you're going to get a start, and how does that differ?
Yeah, I would say it's basically, it's definitely two different preparations. You know, like when I need to be locked in for a night coming off the bench is a little bit different than when I'm starting. Obviously, I try to prepare the exact same way when I get to the field. It's just kind of a mental focus. You know, I'm more so on days where I'm not starting, I'm more so looking into bullpen arms. You know, this year, lefty arms out of the bullpen, you know, righty getting righty. Pickoff moves, different things that, you know, I would potentially be in a situation to come in for later in the game. You know, just getting my body activated. I typically go in like the fifth, sixth inning, back into our weight room and kind of get my body active to be able to run and do the different things that I'm called for. But then, you know, on a start day, obviously it starts a little bit sooner. I'm prepping for the starter that day. In addition to guys that I could potentially face out of the pen, and yeah, just basically get my mind squared away much sooner in the day because I need to be ready from the first pitch of the game as opposed to, you know, sixth, seventh inning.
Brandon Lockridge is our guest. Brandon, I want to ask you, thanks for the time as always, but I wanted to ask you about, it's not a lost art anymore. I think it's actually coming back more to baseball, but I'm talking about the stolen base. You have amazing speed. We know that. But at this level, amazing speed does not steal you a base. You have to do a lot of things right to read the pitcher, get the jump, pick the right pitch to go on, etc. What kinds of things do you like to key in on when you're on first base and you know it is a steal situation? Does every pitcher something different, or do you look for the back foot to go up or down on a right-handed pitcher, lefty? How do you read those things?
Yeah, it definitely depends on the pitcher. You know, we have a great support staff that, you know, picks up tips and tells on certain pitchers. I've always been, whether it's hitting or, you know, on base, a simpler thinker. So I try to keep it as simple as possible. You know, my probably first thing I look at on a pitcher is the pickoff move. So if the person has a, you know, above average pickoff move, then my lead length is obviously going to be shorter. So, you know, on certain guys that have, you know, lesser pickoff moves, I can get bigger leads and, you know, be more aggressive on the time. So, you know, that'd probably be the first thing that I, you know, key in on. And then, you know, whether he's a rhythm guy, you know, sometimes you can get guys a little bit fraction of a second better jump based on a rhythm that he does consistently. You know, there's certain things that lefties do, you know, that they don't even know they're doing that, you know, it's brought to my attention. So, it works out a lot, you know, a lot of the times there's something on just about every pitcher. If you watch the game and pay close enough attention that, you know, you can pick them apart to increase your odds of being safe. And then from a, you know, honing in on the pitcher, I've never been like as much a person to look at one specific body part. It's kind of been a soft focus. I feel like I react better, you know, with a soft focus, kind of analyzing the whole, you know, his whole body. You can kind of see a lean sometimes, just a ever so slight lean before they go to the plate, and that can give you that fraction of a second to, you know, between out and safe on the back end of the steal. So there's a lot that goes into it. You know, I've kind of adjusted over the years on what helps me, but, you know, those are, you know, for the most part, that's kind of how I evaluate every pitcher when I'm on base, so.
It's one of the first things you learn from a vet on a big league team is watch the game. When you watch the game, it teaches you so much just from watching. Brandon Lockridge joins us here. And Brandon, last one for me. You get an opportunity this year to watch some pretty good hitters in this lineup, from Toddy to Arise to the way Manny's swinging it this year. Are you able to kind of pick some things up from those guys just from watching and being in a cage with them on a consistent basis?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is an unbelievable group. I'm so fortunate to be around this many veterans and this many guys that have played the game at a high level for a long time. There's so much to learn every single night, and it's amazing how receptive all these guys are to, you know, my questions. Like, you know, post game, I'll be asking Toddy. There was a situation, I don't remember, it was maybe a couple weeks ago, where, you know, he was down 0-2 and he got like a fastball up and in off the plate that he turned on for like a line drive homer and an 0-2 count. And, you know, being the kind of hitter I am, you know, I was telling him after the game, I'm like, what were your thoughts there? Like, you know, if I swing at that, I'm either fouling it off or I'm picking my thumbs up out of the batter's box afterwards. Right. You know, you hit it 110 for a homer. And, you know, at the end of the day, obviously Tatis is a different category of hitter than most guys in the entire league. So, you know, hearing his approach, though, it was amazing. It was so simple. He was like, look, at that point, I'm down 0-2. I just tried to get started a little bit sooner and be really short to the baseball. And, you know, while it's probably not physically possible for me to do something like that, it was cool to hear, like, you know, 0-2, sometimes, you know, I'll kind of get sped up with my thinking. And, you know, him hearing him talk, he's calm. He's like, I'm just going to get going sooner and then trust myself to react. So, you know, situations like that, it's little things that what I've picked up is these guys are all super simple thinkers that slow the game down when needed. And, you know, sometimes that's all it takes in the box is to kind of, you know, slow your thoughts down and just breathe and, you know that you're there for a reason. And, you know, that's essentially all of these guys in the lineup. They're, it's almost overly simple when it comes to talking approach with these guys. And it's something that, you know, I'm trying to incorporate in my own game more going forward. So
that's great stuff, Brandon. And I'll tell you one thing. I think we're all as happy as you were in March that they made the call to go with Brandon Lockridge this year. It has worked out great. You have certainly made them look like they knew what they were doing. And continued good luck here this year. Keep making it happen for the Padres. And we look forward to catching up with you soon. Thanks for good insight as well. It was fun listening to it.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me. This is awesome.
You betcha.
Take care, Brandon.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danik.
Traffic is sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. We are definitely seeing some improvements on our roads. Crash has cleared on eastbound 54 just before the 805, and an accident still in the clearing stage. Lemon Grove Avenue off-ramp, westbound King Freeway. Now in the North County, northbound 15, just before the 56, a solo vehicle accident over to the right shoulder. San Diego, before you cruise out this Memorial Day, stop by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed, just 15 minutes, and your road trip ready. Valvoline Instant Oil Change experts you can trust. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for coupons. I'm Kelly Danick with Gwynn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Brandon Lockridge. And thank you for leaving me no time at all to say goodbye.
By design.
I know. For Scraby, Tony, Crisello, stay tuned. Sammy's pregame show is next. Knicks 16, Celtics 13. Obviously, first quarter of that crucial game six. We're back Monday to recap the entire weekend.
Vetter Cup!
Oh, goodness gracious. We'll see you then.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.